This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got about an hour left in the show. We'll be here to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit with John from Rentham. He looking at a catalog online, got some winterberry, wants to bring some winterberry holly in. Looking for a pollinator, and the pollinator comes with it, so it'll definitely work out for him. But wanted to know how to grow them, wanted to know a little bit more. What else can he, you know, do to be successful? So, a couple things. You're going to buy these plants online. They're coming from a reputable growing facility that has had a lot of work in them, taking care of them, looked at them and said, all right, these are going to be the best for you. When you get them in, take them immediately out of the packaging. I know they're going to be in a lot of times they'll put them in plastic inside of a box. Take them out immediately and water. Clean any of the leaves or anything that had popped, anything that's not looking good, clean it up. Water them. Get them nice and soaked for getting them planted. At this point, I would get some nice size pots, a couple gallon pots, maybe 2 or 3 gallon size pots. Get some nice soil. You're going to want a potting soil per se. You're going to want an outdoor potting soil, one that has a little bit of actual soil in it. Indoor potting soils a lot of times are soilless mixes. When I say soilless mixes, even though they're called potting soil, how's that true? Well, it's a light mix to it. It's not that heavy soil from outside. It's not that dirt, that loam or loom, depending upon how you want to say it. So you want that outdoor mix that has a little bit more to it, a little heavier. What I want you to do before, when you put it into the pot itself, is water the soil before you transplant this plant. Sounds odd, there's nothing there to water other than the soil. Well, the reason why is you want that soil to absorb as much water as possible so that all the capillary action is open and it's ready to go and help produce for that plant. What it also does is compacts the soil in the pot for you a little bit, allowing you to have the most soil in there to put around that plant, okay? So fill it with soil about halfway, water it. You'll notice that it's gonna go down a bit. Let the water drain out a little bit, then put the plant in, put soil around the plant itself, and then water again. There's a lot of watering going on here, but we're doing this to keep that soil compact around it and so that the plant wants to pull its roots out, wants to explore, wants to get more water, wants to get more fertilizer, etc. From there, At this point, keep them in as sunny a window as possible. South-facing, southwest-facing window would be great. Get them so they're going to get as much sun as they can. You're going to want to wait until almost May to be putting them outside. Maybe a little bit earlier, depending upon where you are and what the season is. You know, right now it seems like it's spring is here. But that's going to change, obviously. So we want to take a look at the weather. A woody plant, like a winterberry, isn't necessarily one that we worry about getting hit by a frost as much as like a tomato plant. Tomato plant can kill back to the root, and you're going to have to start over. And starting over with a tomato plant takes a while. Whereas a winterberry, which is a woody structure, it's going to have a little bit more to it, a little stronger. That one can get a little bit of the frost. So you could be bringing that outside April, beginning of May. How do you do that? You start bringing it outdoors when the warm weather is hitting. And then as the temperatures fall at night, bring it indoors. Keep it in that sunny window or that south-facing window during the night and to the next morning. And then bring it out, leave it out a little bit longer the next day so it gets a little bit of the cold. You know, what we're doing is hardening them off so that they will actually be able to stay outside. So you do that process slowly. Sometimes can take about a week, can take less than that. But you'll be able to tell how the night temperatures change. Then you get it outside, and it's outside for good. That's when you can plant it. Get it into the ground. Get it growing there. When you start to see some of the leaves forming, which you will, obviously, from indoors because it's warmer. It's almost like it's spring indoors and summer. It'll start to push some flowers. It starts to push its flowers. The male will actually start to push close to June, whereas the female will start to be end of May, beginning of June. So that's when the flowers are going to start to happen to pollinate so the females can get those berries for you. And I know that's what you're looking to do here in this case. I found a chart online. I just Googled some information about winterberry pollination. And it gave me, you know, pollinators for the different varieties. But what it showed me on the bottom was it has a pollination timing of when it is. Like I said, I Googled this, but the one that came up was Plants Unlimited. They're out of Rockport, Maine. So, you know, zone hardiness, they're a little bit colder than some parts of southern New England and Massachusetts. So, means they're going to be strong plants. That being said, though, they have great information. You look at this chart, and it's telling me that Berry Heavy, Berry Nice, and Red Sprite are starting to show their flowers and need to be pollinated the fourth week of May. So that's when you'll start to see some of the males will start to produce their flowers as well. Apollo, Jim Dandy, those are the first weeks of June. So we're starting that cross. So you can tell that those are some of the ones that would work together. So it's just going to give you some information on that. But growing wise, sun, a lot of it will really help. Watering, once you start to see the flowers, that's when you can actually fertilize with a heavier dose of that middle number with a phosphorus to produce more flowers to help pollination to get to the male, from the male to the female. And then from there, once it's outside, it can stay outside obviously and grow for you. You're going to prune it every year. To every other year, depending upon what you're trying to do, if you want it to be nice and bushy or more berries, etc. You know, once it, some of them will get leggy and get a little bit taller. And so sometimes cutting those back, you'll have more compact plant, but the berries will be closer together versus spread out. So the pruning aspect of it depends on the variety and the weather conditions that you are giving your plant. If it's in a little bit more shade, it's going to be more leggy, so the berries are going to be spread out. If it's in sun, they might be compact as it is. You know, certain varieties, Berry Heavy and Berry Nice, will be compact as it is. But I've seen some Red Sprite and Winterberry spaced out on there. So maybe it's something to prune after the berries pop, not after it flowers on this one. Because after it flowers, you cut that back, that's where the berries are coming from. So we don't want to do that. We want to do it after you see in the berries or early spring before any of those flowers have started to pop. So it's a little bit more information about winterberry pollinating and what to do when you get them to be planted. I know John had asked me to go a little bit more into that, so hopefully that helps out. For anybody who wants to give us a call and has a question, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So we've got about another hour to answer some of the gardening questions. Now, for you that are growing some indoor plants, let's talk about the indoor all-purpose potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of mycorrhizae fungi to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. It's a great mix to be using for lots of different things. They have some great mixes, organic as well. So definitely look into them as Espoma Soils. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer? No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone over here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have a few open lines, so definitely give us a call if you have any questions. Now, we've talked a lot about a bunch of different things today that I think have been very beneficial to us. You know, one of them, is looking at some of those catalogs, taking a look and see what information you can get going online, going to some websites. Burpee is a good one. I've always liked going on to that one to get information. So that's something to think about. I've also taken a look at, signing up for some newsletters. Obviously, ours is top of that list, top priority to be joining our newsletter. But some other ones, I have a newsletter I subscribe to called The Spruce Gardens. That's a great one. They have a bunch of different sections. It's not just about gardening. They have some food ones. They have some lifestyle ones, etc. So it's pretty cool. I go with the gardens one. But they give you a lot of information on there. So something to look at. We talked about some different grasses to grow in the garden this season, to give you some color. The Japanese painted fern as well. We talked about that last week, but we can talk about that again a little bit. There's the Hackanacloa grass that I love so much that we've talked about multiple times with that bright gold coloring to it. So that's something we've talked about. Lots of different things, lots of great information today. So definitely take a look back at our podcast. You can find that on our website at paulparent.com. Until then, we do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Peg is in Cape Cod.
Peg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thanks. So I had a question about hydrangeas, looking forward to the summer.
Okay.
I have quite a few of different varieties, but the kind that are sort of smaller and fairly round, sometimes the flowers are blue, sometimes they're pink. A lot of times I'll have really healthy-looking round bushes with green leaves, but flowers only on one part of it. And is that from where the sun, it gets the most sun, or...?
So it could be a couple things on there. You know, it keeps a different temperature than I am, but it had a lot of the same things happened. When was the frost that hit? Did we have that warm up in the winter last year and then a freeze in the spring that affected some of the blossoms on parts of it? Did you prune it at all? How did you prune it? A lot of the ones that have a blue flower, the old style blue flower, are ones that you have to prune right after they flower because they grow on old and new wood.
Okay.
So that could be part of it. But definitely if one side's getting, you know, tons of sun and the other side's getting mostly shade, that could be part of it as well.
Now, when you say prune right after they flower, you mean in the fall or as you're going through the summer?
So both, really.
Okay.
As you go through the season, some of the blossoms that are dying, you can cut back and kind of shape the plant as it goes. And then in the fall is when you could prune it. Not late fall, earlier fall, to give the plant some time to just rejuvenate and kind of get back into itself. It depends on the variety. Is it one that's been there for years, or is it something you planted?
Yeah, most of these I've planted. Some of them are, a couple are the old-fashioned blue ones. Some of them are, they come, when first year or two, they're very dark pink, and then they sort of morph from pink to purple.
So that deals with our, you know, our soil acidity.
Right.
It wants to be more acidic to turn blue, more alkaline to be pink. But that being said, you have parts of it that are flowering, parts that are not. So two things I want you to do. When you start to see it flowering, when you start to see the buds start to form that you know are going to be the flowers, I want you to hit it with a liquid phosphate fertilizer with a heavy phosphorus. So a number that's higher than the first and last number. That's going to help produce more blossoms and help produce more vibrant flowers for it. There's a couple
other
things.
Like King Neptune, that one?
Neptune is one of them, but it's not as high. If you want to hang tight during the break, I can give you some more information on the other side of the break.
Sure.
Because we're going to be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to rule the impeachment of President Trump unconstitutional, saying that neither of the two charges against the president are high crimes or misdemeanors.
We have a clash between two branches of government. They are impeaching him for a non-crime High crime, misdemeanor, low crime, small crime.
Giuliani telling Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine last night, lawyers in the case should make a motion at the very start of a Senate trial calling for the case to be dismissed. From tornadoes to ice, severe weather in the United States killing at least 12 people this weekend, a police officer and a paramedic among four killed in Texas, three people were killed in Louisiana, three in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Iowa also each report one weather-related death. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Peg on Cape Cod in regards to some hydrangeas and what to do to get them to bloom a little bit more, because one side is blooming, one side is not. Now, before the break, I was talking about fertilizing with a heavy middle number, like a liquid phosphorus fertilizer, when it's blooming, to push some of the blossoms to grow more and bigger. There's a specific one I want you to look for. It's called Pro Bloom. The numbers on it are 32017. This is actually going to be put out by Monterey Lawn and Garden. They're the makers of Sluggo. But okay. This is going to have a different look to it. It's a blue bottle. But it's a liquid phosphorus, which there's not many out there. And the reason why I want you to look into this is because, so if you were to put superphosphate on a plant before it starts to bloom, it's going to produce great leaves and branching, etc. You want to put it, if you want more blooms, you need to put it while it's blooming to push it at that point or right before it blooms. A lot of the pelletized or granular formula takes time to break down, whereas mm-hmm. the liquid formula is readily available for the plant.
Okay.
So this Pro Bloom would be perfect for that to help push more growth. Starting out in the season, the beginning of the year, when you start to see some green growth coming, I'd like to see you use the 10-10-10 fertilizer from Espoma.
Okay.
That 10-10-10 fertilizer is an all-purpose, but it'll give those hydrangeas a little bit of everything that they need. If you're looking to get it to be bluer, a stronger blue early in the season is when you'd want to use like a soil acidifier or a lime. A soil acidifier, not lime. To get it that lower pH to get you that deeper blue to purple for you. A lot of the area in New England is acidic as it is, so you probably are down there, especially if you're starting to see purple on the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as pruning, like we talked about before, you know, after you start to see the flowers go by and they start to, you know, turn brown, that's when you can prune them. You can actually prune them back a little bit to help shape the plant the way you want it to. So, you know, don't just cut it so that the blossom's gone. If it's a stem that has no leaves, cut it back to the ground. Get rid of it. Then you can start to cut a few of those others to shape it, make it a little bit more compact. So I think that fertilizer is going to help you. You were saying that how much sun does both sides get? Is it equally the same or?
Actually, probably the backside, what I would consider the backside, gets a little less, but it's even, you know, flowers might form on one side of what faces the house, but not the other. So that's why I just didn't understand why they would come sort of in clumps, even when the rest of the plant looked healthy.
Well, so it will have a little bit to do with sun, but I will say that some hydrangeas, they do better with some shade during the day.
Yes.
Don't get as hot. They don't dry out as quickly. So I don't think that's the full reason behind it. The ones that are closer to the house, maybe they have some of the runoff from the house. You know, maybe some of the snow when it falls off the roof hits there a little bit. Maybe it's one of those things. Maybe it's a little bit compact there. Maybe it's a little bit rockier soil because it's close to a foundation. You know, one of those things it could be. I think fertilizing, when you start to see the blooms pop, is really going to help you, especially with that high phosphorus fertilizer.
Awesome. Thank you. Can I ask you one other quick question?
Sure.
When is the best time? I have a Rosa Sharon that's not really quite a traditional one. It's quite wide. I guess it's a Rosa Sharon. It's
okay.
Almost like a big bush shape. And I want to cut it way back. And I had read that, like, winter is even in the right time, or should I wait till early spring?
So you could do it on a late winter, early spring. So when they say winter, a lot of times they're talking about late winter, which would be, you know, we're talking like February, March is when you could cut it back. Realize you might not get as many blossoms. You still get blossoms, but you might not get as much. It might be something that you need to do over time if you really want to drastically cut it back. Because cutting it back too much, say you were to cut it back over half, it might do damage to the plant.
Okay.
Long term. So, you know, with a Rosa Sharon, it's hard to tell where the leaves stop and the woody structure starts over the winter, because you're not seeing those leaf nodes, you're not seeing a lot of it to it. So that's why they want you to wait until late winter, so maybe you're starting to see a little bit form. But Rosa Sharon, as we all know, is one that it's a plant that you think's almost dead, and then the next day, all of a sudden, it's full of leaves. So, you know, and that's like June. So you're like, oh, okay, well, I'll start a new plant there, but then it pops. It's not the easiest. So that's kind of why you want to do it over time, not just drastically cut it back. A drastic cutback could just, you know, make it so it doesn't want to push growth, it doesn't flower, and it just gets weaker. So cut it back usually by a third to a little bit more, and then maybe after it flowers, cut it back again by a third.
Okay.
So you can do it in the same season. I just wouldn't recommend doing it, you know, all at once.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Love your show. Yep.
Thanks. All right, Peg. Thank you. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the new Espoma organic liquid plant foods, loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sarah is in Martha's Vineyard.
Sarah, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a holly that's about 7 to 8 feet just by the side of our front door, and it's really very weak. It suffered from a lot of black sooty cover on the leaves and the bark a year or so ago, and it's kind of a pale green. It does have berries, but wonder what I can do to strengthen it.
Okay. Now, did you do anything to spray because of the sooty mold?
I used all kinds of sort of insecticide soap, even sort of Dawn and water.
Yep.
And maybe even Captain Jack's. I can't remember. I sort of tried the buckshot method of anything.
Yep.
And It got rid of most of it, so it's now sort of a little bit on the other side. There may be some lingering, but it covered everywhere.
Okay.
So I may not have gotten all of it done.
So the sooty mold is actually the end product from aphids or scale or white fly damage.
Mm-hmm.
You have to plan for what you can do to kill the aphids and scale.
Mm-hmm.
The sooty mold can actually be washed off easily. For that, what you want to do, you can get a pair of kitchen gloves, get some Dawn soap and water, mix it, and actually wash the plant that way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you can just rub off the sooty mold. You can also take a hose, with a nozzle on it, and spray the plant down to clean it. So the idea is to get rid of that, because that's the after effects of the aphids or scale. So then you're going to want to spray for that. You're going to want to use an oil-based spray.
I've used neem.
So neem is a good one. If it gets really bad, you might want to look at using a synthetic, like an 8,
mm-hmm.
to just really get in there and take care of it instead of, because I love organic products. Don't get me wrong by any means. But sometimes when there's a big infestation, you want to actually hit it heavy, and that's why you would go with, like, the 8 product. But for organics, when it comes to like an aphid, you'd want to use the all seasons oil.
Mm-hmm.
That all seasons oil is can suffocate those aphids that are on there, versus sometimes the neem oil, it can do multiple things. It can take care of the fungus, it can take care of insects. It's not as powerful towards it. So that's why I want you to use either an all seasons or the 8 garden and home product. Okay?
I understand. That's what I experienced. It really didn't get it.
Now, as far to make those stronger, mm-hmm. what I'd look for you to do is early this spring, hit it with Hollytone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hollytone, the organic granular fertilizer, is great for evergreens. It's going to help push the growth in the plant for spring.
Good.
But I'd also like you to look into a product called Protolizer.
Yeah.
Talk about it here and there. It's from Natural Alternative. You can find them online. Their website's naturalalternative.com. But Protolizer is a powdered formula that you can make into liquid to put into the plant, which actually this Protolizer will work with the Espoma Hollytone to make it stronger. It's got millions of microbes in it that will actually help push new growth, help root growth, and help get that holly stronger.
Okay.
When it's weak like this, you put some fertilizers down, a lot of time granular takes a slow release, takes some time. This protolyzer, when it's weak, you can actually do it every couple weeks. So in the spring, get the holly tone down, let it sit for about a week. That next week, put the protolyzer down, and then 2 weeks later, put the protolyzer again, and then you can actually switch to almost month-by-month increments for protolyzer to really get it stronger for you. The sooty mold and the aphids and the scale is going to slow that plant down. We want to get it on the opposite track.
Got it.
Going forward.
That's
and that's
great.
Why you want to use not just a fertilizer, the additive like this. And as we've kind of talked about it as like vitamins for your plants. It's going to help everything else work better.
Great. I do have one other question. And
sure.
That is about, I want to start some penstemon seeds, and they require cold stratification. How do I do that?
So, a lot of times with that, do you already have the seeds?
I'm getting them.
Okay. What I want to do, there's a little bit to it. So we're going to take a break. I don't want to just say do this and not have enough info. So we're going to go to a break. On the other side, I'll give you some more information on the penstemon to see what we can do to make it more successful for you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Sarah from Martha's Vineyard. She wanted to plant some penicillin seeds, but they were telling her that they need to be cold stratified or cold stratification. Now, processes as this. So when you get the seeds in, and hopefully you get them sooner rather than later, you're going to actually take them. You're going to put them within a folded, like, paper towel, but it's going to be moistened, so it's going to be damp. It's not going to be soaking wet, but it's going to be damp, okay? So you're going to put the paper towel down and fold it over so the seeds can't fall out. You're going to put it inside of a, like, a Ziploc bag. You're going to label it so you know what it is, because it's going to need to sit in your refrigerator for about 3 months. Okay? You check on it here and there to make sure the bag stays moist, see if there's germination happening, and water if needed, like moisten it. Don't let it sit under water. Spray it with like a spritzer bottle.
Okay.
But it stays for about 3 months. Reason why I say label it is because when something sits in a refrigerator for so long, you kind of like, what is this? Oh, I'm just going to throw this away. But then, you know, you're halfway through or you're almost there. So then from there, you can plant them. into soil and get them to work that way. But that's what cold stratification means.
Okay.
Okay.
And when can I plant them outside?
So after this three-month period, then they're going to start to shoot up for you. They're going to be more of an herbaceous type plant, so you kind of want to wait till after the frost. Mm-hmm. So it depends, but usually the last frost is about May 20th.
Okay.
So you can get them going at that point.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sarah, have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I do have another call. Before I get to the call, we had somebody call asking. There was a woman who called, gave some ideas of certain teas to be using for a gentleman who had called us earlier. Bob had called in regards to glyphosate and how it's led to cancers, etc. The woman, Mary, Marilyn, afterwards called in and said there's a Uva Versa tea. That's one that it helps with it. And then the other one is a Hebo tea, I believe it's called. It's a super tea that you can find that helps work with that too. So I want to give those two out there before I get to that call. So Nathan, who's up next?
David's in San Francisco.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, morning. You're not Paul. Are you his son?
I am his youngest son, Patrick.
Oh, good to meet you, Patrick.
You as well.
Yeah, I've been calling him for years, decade maybe or two. I wanted to ask you, as they talk about the grow zones, you look at
yep.
your packet of seeds and it says this is
yeah.
a good seed to plant in this area. Now, if you look at the ones from 20 years ago, from 50 years ago, those zones have changed. You know, global warming's real, and what you used to be able to grow in Arkansas is now being cooked. And, so everything's moving up to Minnesota, so to speak. And even at there, it's getting pretty cooked. So I'm wondering, you know, this being an election year, can we get the extension agents, let's get a budget for the extension agents so that they have, if somebody wants to transfer the last remaining seeds in Arkansas up to the new temperate zone, can we get the extension agents budgeted to be able to transfer seeds like that?
That's it's definitely a great idea because, as you said, it's changed. I mean, it changes almost year to year at this point.
Sure.
More
trees we get, the better. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. Nathan and I were talking about this earlier. More trees, the better. It's going to just really help. And yeah, I think
really
that would be awesome.
Do you really have a club like it's some like territory up in Nebraska or somewhere down in Vermont or someplace that. You know, you could at least trade seeds and stuff like that.
I'm sure there's some out there, but we could, I could reach out to the local UMass Extension. They've always
sure.
been good to us to try to push something like that, because that's a great idea.
You know, and right now, the Congress has proven that they're tied up in other things, and the Senate's refusing to do a thing anyway, so let's force them to budget it before Election Day.
Exactly.
David,
I like
get it.
Get
it started, yeah. Hey, appreciate it. Good week.
David, thank you for calling. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, that'll do it for this week. We'll see you next week. Until then, be good to each other. Plant something. We'll see you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.